Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen on the other side of the glass. Ray is engineering and producing our show. And together, Bill and Ray welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. 3 weeks into July, not a drop of rain up at our home up in the central foothills. We are on a course, unfortunately, for kind of an historic July. No rain would be a real problem, to say the least. And of course, this comes after either the wettest or the second wettest June ever in Tucson. Ray just tells me he had rain last night. You know how lucky you are? We had rain all around our home last night. A little bit of thunder, but it just didn't happen. And judging by what I'm seeing on Facebook, I am not alone. Some areas of town really not getting hardly anything. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you, 790-2040. We'll take your calls. If you have a question or comment, always welcome here. We also invite you to become a friend of ours on Facebook. We're easy to find. It's under my name, Bill Buckmaster, and we would welcome you. We also do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Let's get right into it. And of course, we have a primary election, early voting beginning now in just a couple of weeks. So we're kind of trying to spotlight between now and voting time some of the contested primary races of interest here in the Tucson area. And one of those would be District 10. State Representative Bruce Wheeler announcing his retirement. So that has drawn three Democrats into the race. And there are three in the race, but only two seats are available. So that makes for a very competitive situation. On the Democratic side, we had State Representative Stephanie Mock, the incumbent, on the program yesterday. Courtney Froggy will be with us tomorrow. And today we have Kirsten Engel. Ms. Engel has worked as an attorney for the Environmental Protection Agency, the Sierra Club, and the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office. She joins us now. Kirsten, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Bill. Very nice to be here.
Tell me why this plunge, and I assume this is your first time into politics, correct?
It is.
And why now?
I think we're really at a critical moment here in this state, Bill. We have seen nothing but cuts to public education, and it's really that issue that brought me into the race, both at K-12 and at the university level. When my husband and I moved here, tuition was half what it is now. We've seen it doubling because the universities are under pressure to make up for all these cuts. K-12, we're now 50th in the country and per pupil spending. And we have our business community coming out and saying that public funding of education is the number one priority. So that issue really brought me in the race. I really feel like I'm seeing that both at the professional level. I teach at the University of Arizona in the Law College. And personally, I have a daughter in TUSD, and I've been active on her site council.
How about Proposition 123? Many people were certainly torn. There was so much controversy over 123. Some people voted for it, saying there were no alternatives. Others just said no as a protest vote. Where did you come down on that?
Bill, I came down against it. And that is one important distinction between myself and the other primary candidates in this race. I was outspoken against it. I think it was a bad deal for our students and for our teachers, and I think we're seeing that being played out now. It wasn't enough money to do what it was advertised to do to really help our teachers. It was a settlement of pennies on the dollar of a voter-approved mandate, and it did nothing to make up for all the cuts that have been made to public education since the recession. So we need to do better than that. It also, it also, frankly, allowed our governor and our Republican-controlled legislature an opportunity to look good on education when really it was a shell game. They were taking the money out of the permanent trust fund.
You know, I heard a very compelling argument against 123 by the folks from the League of Women Voters. They were very much
opposed to it.
And I remember hearing them listen to the whole hour. It was a very compelling hour. with Robin Hiller, with her state of education program. And the people with the league were very concerned about this, what it would do to the era, you know, these changes messing around with our constitution, state constitution.
Well, that's right. To have these very specific triggers whereby we will not be able to fund our schools because we'll hit these maximums that are now built into our Constitution. I mean, there is no other area that has such detail into the Arizona State Constitution. And, you know, I just think it's bad policy.
Kirsten Engel is with us, candidate in District Number 10. Let's go to the live line right now. Let's go to caller. I believe it's our friend Jim. Hey, Jim Kelly.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Very good to talk to you again.
Just what are the issues with Southern Arizona, particularly with our districts like LD2 and LD10, LD9, LD11, is the fact that you're going to have a real difficult time getting any kind of legislation through committee. So I've got sort of a multi-pronged question for you. What's your plan to get your legislation through committee and onto the floor for a vote? And secondly, what is the legislation that you want to do that would most help the small businesses and the multiple taxed people of District 10?
Okay, thank you, Jim.
That's a great question. And, you know, it's a challenge for Democrats, but I think we've seen some examples of the Democrats working across the aisle with more moderate Republicans just in this last session and having some real achievements. Let's think about the restoration of the JTED funding, the Joint Technical Education funding that's so important. There's also the Kids Care that was passed. Health care for low-income kids. I've been an attorney all my life. I'm used to negotiating. I worked to achieve settlements with polluters. I've sued polluters. I've sued state agencies that were not living up to what they needed to do. So I know the power of the law, but I also know how to negotiate and advocate. So I think I've got a skill set to be able to work on these very difficult issues in this environment.
And to Jim's second part about crafting legislation to kind of get education back on track.
Well, that's right. I think there's education is a very important issue. And I think we have to look at ways that we can enhance funding and yet satisfy the concerns about accountability that we often hear expressed by voters, and I think we can do that. I also think that we should be investing in environmentally sustainable businesses. That, I think, is the future for Southern Arizona. It was Governor Napolitano who famously said that Arizona should be the Persian Gulf of solar. And I think we have to fight back on what we're seeing with our big public utilities that are fighting against rooftop solar.
Solar really is backburnered right now in the state, hasn't it? It's been pushed
to the back. It has been, and it really makes very little sense. Solar is the source of a lot of good-paying jobs, about 7,000 good-paying jobs. And I would like to point out, I'm actually the only candidate in the race that has not accepted money from Pinnacle West. Pinnacle West is the parent corporation of the Phoenix-based utility APS. And it's APS that has really been behind these anti-rooftop solar rate cases, mm-hmm. And also is accused of funneling millions of dollars into buying the elections of the utility regulators on the Arizona Corporation Commission.
All right. Kirsten Engel is with us. Let's go back to the live line. David has called us. Hey, David.
I voted for 1-2-3, and I'm fully aware of the negative things that is taking money from the future, but our legislature won't allow the schools to charge impact fees on all the new development going in, and the schools are hurting, and they need the money, so I voted for it. And it's just a remark, when they delisted the pygmy on that, green-lighted all this development in this area, immediately the schools were so overwhelmed with enrollment from all the new development, they had to pass a budget override. It cost me a $700 increase on my taxes just for the schools alone.
Okay. All right, David is very concerned about impact fees.
Yes, that's right. you know, we have to look at all ways of trying to fund our schools. And what we're seeing is every single year, this, you know, gargantuan struggle for funding our public schools. I think we have to all get on the same page, figure out what we need, how much money we need to invest in our schools, and look for more dedicated sources of funding. I think we also need to look at what are we actually spending our money on now. One of the issues is that's really been in the news is how much money we're spending on incarceration and on private prisons. That doesn't make much sense to me. It's very expensive. It's much more expensive than more effective approaches to criminal issues, such
as I pointed out yesterday on the show, we incarcerate all of the prisoners from the state of Hawaii.
That's right. That's right. And so we're spending, I think, $20,000 more on each prisoner, imprisoning them, than we are on our students. So I believe there is money. I think it's a question of what our priorities are in this state. Putting the priority on education and our teachers, and actually poning up the money that's actually needed.
All right. Where can we find out more information about Kirsten Engel?
You can go to my website, which is www.engelforarizona.com, and Engel is spelled E-N-G-E-L, and it's Engel for Arizona,
and first
F-O-R.
Name spelled...
K-I-R-S-T-E-N. But sometimes that's a little hard, so just look for the angle.
Just
right.
Google angle.
That's right. And I also keep up a pretty active Facebook feed, so I'd encourage people to check out my Facebook page.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, this portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's only a three-hour drive, about 3 hours, over to Silver City, and this is a huge weekend over there. This is the 2016 Clay Festival, like clay and pottery, everything to do with clay-centric events for all ages. Based on the theme from Oaxaca to Santa Fe, this year's festival branches out to areas of land use, native foods, and archaeology, along with the traditional clay art aspect. All of that this weekend in Silver City. Great places to stay, like Casitas de Gila guest houses, and you can find out the full listing of the places to stay and the many things to do by visiting Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. Be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Enhance Openings, Windows, Doors, and More, featuring Pella replacement windows. You already know how my design team can enhance any special event. Now imagine enhancing your home with new Pella energy-efficient windows. Are your windows and doors old and worn out? Maybe your windows leak water when it rains. With those problems, why keep giving your money away to the utility company because your windows are inefficient? It's our free Pella Windows and Doors installation giveaway sale. Receive an estimate this month and we will install them for free. That's right, this month only, your purchase of new Pella products will be installed for free. Act today. Call this number and this number only, 520-886-1602, 886-1602. Don't let these savings pass you by. Call this number, 886-1602. That's 886-1602 for the free Pella installation sale by Enhance Openings. EnhanceOpenings.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved, And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday. Is the dust up around TUSD, teacher salaries, and Prop 123 justified? We'll talk with Tucson Weekly education writer David Safir about that. Plus, mystery writer Tom Holm joins us, Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KBOI, with live streaming podcasts and archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, 1222, here on this midweek edition of the Buckmaster program, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI with worldwide live listening at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. Coming up at 1230, Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. So get your health and wellness questions ready on the live line, 790-2040. Coming up, it's monsoon madness at Tohono O'Toole Park. Joining us in studio, Michelle Armstrong. Michelle is the Director of Marketing and Communications for Tohono O'Toole Gardens, Galleries, and Bistro. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Tell me a little bit about this year's monsoon madness, and this is something that's been going on quite a few years.
Yeah, we've been doing it for a little over 7 years, mm-hmm. and we invite local plant experts, local plant vendors to come down and not only sell their really interesting eccentric plants, but also talk to the public about care and maintenance, and people have direct access to these growers that they wouldn't normally have access to ask questions.
What is the monsoon madness is next weekend? Correct?
Correct. It's the 29th and 30th, which is Friday and Saturday. On Friday, it's 3 to 7, and on Saturday, it's 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And there'll be lectures that, will this be free or what?
Yeah, so during this time frame, the admissions is free. So people can come down and check out plants, meet the growers, and then attend some presentations by the local vendors.
What are some of your highlights that you've got going this year, some of your special scheduled presentations?
Well, we have Let's Talk Aloes by Arid Adaptions, and they're actually going to be on the Wake Up Tucson 7:30 a.m. show tomorrow. But great local company. And then we also also have repotting and pruning adeniums, which are basically desert roses, which is their common name. Mm-hmm. And then we have a lecture by landscape cacti on how plants take up and use water.
Of course, there is a lot of discussion about reduced water use, Michelle. But we still need, you know, of course, it's great to conserve water, but it's not to be construed with, like, don't plant anything, correct?
That's correct. And that's kind of the message we want to send people, that you can plant efficiently and effectively without sacrificing having a beautiful yard.
Tell us a little bit about where Tohono O'Chul is located and just kind of a brief history of what the park is all about.
Well, the land was gifted to us by the Wilsons in 1985, and that's how we established Tohono O'Chul. And since then, we've been a garden that features native arid-adapted Sonoran desert plants, or plants that are generally live in those arid regions. And so we feature things like our succulent garden, we have our Sonoran season circle, we have a variety, our new penstemon garden that was put in this past March, that really promote the local flora.
And you've got, you know, you have the Queen of the Night. I guess that's past, right?
Yeah, so we had that in June. That was
the past Queen of the Night, only blooming for one glorious evening. Mm-hmm. But that happened, a lot of people came out to see many of them blooming, right?
Yeah, I believe it was June 18th. We had 1,500 people. We only get a six-hour headwind, so we have to mobilize very quickly on our end to promote and get this out there so people can attend. We had 1,500 people come down that night to check out the world's largest collection of the night-blooming Queen of the Night.
Are there some weird kind of plants available at the plant sale?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's this one that I learned recently. It's a lithops, where its common name is also a pebble plant or a living stone. And it's this really odd-looking succulent. And it's typical in arid regions, and such as southern Africa. There's some species that are highly collectible by plant collectors. So those are going to be available at the plant sale, so people can check that out, ask questions. But they have this cute little, look like a little pig nose that's coming out of the ground, and you wouldn't even know it was a plant.
So you have quite a few vendors that will be welcome, and that will be meeting with folks as well, correct?
Yeah, we have 24 vendors, and we, in addition to the actual plant sellers, we will also have some garden art available, so you can spruce up your potted plants or your garden with wind chimes or plant stakes, and it's really fun.
How about food? You've got a bistro available.
Yeah, our bistro will be open during the hours on Saturday. And what's really great, they were just featured. Chef JP, who's our executive chef, was featured in the Arizona Daily Star segment a week ago. So we're really pushing the rocket melon salad. It's fresh and light and crisp.
So does he use, like, locally sourced out ingredients there?
As much as we can. We from the gardens, they actually harvest our loquats, and we see if we can do things with our dates, as well as the mesquite flower prickly pear fruit. Now, the volume of prickly pear margaritas and lemonade we go through, we're not able to support them, so they go through sherries. But as much as we can, we help facilitate local vegetation.
You also have a very popular art gallery.
Oh, we do. We do. What's nice is it's open during when the park's open, so people can check that out at no additional cost.
And again, Tohono O'Chul, and for folks who do not know, you are located where?
I'm an Oracle, just north of the Whole Foods.
And how many acres out there?
49 acre, and we're actually a nature preserve, too.
Okay. And probably a good place to go would be Google Tohono O'Chul and go to your website?
Absolutely. We also have a free app. So when you're at the park, you can download it to see our upcoming events, get a map to know where you're located exactly so you don't get lost on those 49 acres, and see what we have in our stores.
All right. Michelle Armstrong, Director of Marketing and Communication at Tohono O'Chul Gardens, Gallery, and Bistro, the Monsoon Madness Plant Sale that will be Friday, July the 29th, 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the evening, and then Saturday, July 30th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Michelle, I hope you've had some rain. We have not, as I was mentioning at the beginning of the show in the central foothills, but you were sharing with me before we went on, you had a couple of nice rains the last couple days.
Absolutely.
Right?
It starts coming in around 3:34.
How lucky are you?
Oh, it's wonderful.
very fortunate in what has turned out to be, Michelle, I think spotty would be a good word to summarize monsoon 2017, at least for July.
Anyway. And inconsistent.
Yeah, inconsistent. Thank you very much, Michelle. All right, coming up, Jack Chalom. He is the nutrition reporter. We have lots to talk about, including omega-3s. Can omega-3s influence your mood? That will be one of our questions for Mr. Chalom as we continue on the Buckmaster Show at just about exactly 12:30. Be right back. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amma Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with businesses they trust. Hi, this is Alan Schultz with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, here to remind you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week. Are you accredited? To apply today, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to start with trust.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature.
Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition, brought to you by Green Things. They're doing so many great things at Green Things, including Thursday morning, their newest edition is this Farmer's Market. 8 a.m. Thursday morning at Green Things, they do the Farmer's Market and Artisans Market, 8 a.m. on Thursday at 3384 East River Road. And then they have workshops Saturday and Sunday, every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Free workshops at Green Things, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. And you can find out about the schedule of what the topics will be by just going to greenthingsaz.com. They are on, well, they're on 13 acres. They've expanded from 4-3384 East River Road. Jan and Jack, say hello to them. They do a great job over there at Green Things. Jack Chalom does a great job as the nutrition reporter, also a very talented photographer. I've been enjoying his Facebook posts as he was enjoying very cool weather up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And before that, he was up in the land of his birth, up in Quebec, in Montreal, Canada. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill.
I am so envious, man. You are just posting some great pictures, especially when I see that fog and in the redwoods. It cooled my body temperature down about 10 degrees.
Well, you know, it was nice to be in the redwoods. Wasn't cool there, but a short drive away on the Sonoma County coast. Probably in the 50s, fog. We had dinner in Bodega Bay.
Oh, yeah.
I checked the temperature, 55 degrees, and everything was just socked in with fog.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah,
I was hoping I could package it and bring it back.
Yeah, and I think you can win a trivia contest by if someone says, what is the coldest month of the year in the San Francisco Bay Area? Guess what? It's August.
It's
a different climate. It's a Mediterranean climate, really the only place in the United States that has kind of a true Mediterranean climate. So what happens in July and August, it's so hot inland in the San Joaquin Valley, it just draws that fog right into the bay, and that keeps things very cool.
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful to wake up to that.
So not only is Jack a traveler, photographer, he is the nutrition reporter. He publishes a very popular monthly health and wellness newsletter. And in the current issue, you talk about something we have talked about quite a bit, Jack, omega-3s. And omega-3s could have, might have, maybe do have a mood influence.
Yeah, they certainly do, Bill. The scientists understand that the omega-3s are essential for brain development, fetal brain development, infant brain development, and throughout childhood. But it's also really clear, the way I see the research, is that we need the omega-3s throughout life. And these two studies really show some of the benefits of high omega-3, i.e. fish oil, foods on brain function in adults. And the first study was conducted in Japan. It included a little more than 2,000 men and women. And people with the highest intake of omega-3s, and this is, you know, Japan's a country that eats a lot of fish.
Oh, yeah.
They had anywhere from a 36 to 45% lower risk of developing depression. Now, that makes perfect sense because the omega-3s, among nutritionally oriented docs, they often use fish oils to treat depression in their patients. The other study was really a collaboration between a group of doctors at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago and another group in the Netherlands. And they focused on almost 1,000 people in Northern Ireland, and they tracked them for around 5 years. And again, what they found was people with the highest intake of omega-3s had better memories, and they had better what's called perceptual speed, which involves comprehending letters, objects, patterns, and these were seniors. They had an average age of 81 years. And so if you want to grow old with your marbles intact, the omega-3s are the way, either eating some salmon once or twice a week or taking supplements.
Did these studies, how much were this? These were supplements that they looked at, right?
The first one looked at blood levels, so that was diet-related.
Okay.
And the second one also was diet-related. But when you look at the research and what it shows in its totality, you can achieve the same benefits just by taking omega-3 supplements.
And antibiotics really do destroy the kind of the beneficial and the good bacteria.
Yeah, this was the other
bad and the good. They destroy it all.
Yeah, exactly. And this was the third part of the lead story in my July issue. Something I was not aware of, but delirium, basically just kind of like being totally confused, is very, very common in hospital intensive care units.
Really?
And the estimates, according to this report, is that 80% of people in ICUs develop delirium. Now, here's the catch. This is triggered in most of these cases by the use of antibiotics. And what the researchers found was, get this, 292 medical journal reports that covered 50 different types of antibiotics that were administered in hospitals. Now, of course, most people think a hospital is the safest place to be. Mm-hmm. Well, not always. Now, there's another study that really dovetailed with that and was unfortunately just an animal study, but it really linked antibiotics and gut bacteria and the creation of new brain cells. And basically, antibiotics blocked the creation of new brain cells. And the researchers were able to restore normal brain cell development by changing the diet of the animals, by exercising them. But this was something I was just totally unaware of. And along with the omega-3s, you know, in terms of brain health, this is really very, very important to know.
So there were a variety of antibiotics. You said hundreds.
50 different types of antibiotics. Okay. And these are all the most common
ones. Yeah, 50 different types. And one thing then that even though they were different, but what the result was this delirium among this very high percentage of these patients who were in intensive care.
Yeah, and these are high-risk patients to begin with, and it's kind of like, you know, pulling the stepping stool out from under them by giving them antibiotics and not monitoring them carefully.
790-2040 is our live line number. Jack Chalom is here. He is the editor, producer of The Nutrition Reporter. He also has very quite a stable of wonderful books that he has put together. They are all available on Amazon. His most current book is called No More Fatigue. And I wonder if omega-3s could play a role in maybe taking some of the fog away that some of us feel in the morning.
I'm sure it can. I don't think there have been any specific studies.
That'd be a good study.
Focusing on that. Yeah, I agree. But, you know, the research really touches on something else. And there's been this surge of research on how our gut bacteria influence not just our immune system, but our brains, our thinking processes, our moods. A lot of the work has been done in Ireland, but some of it has been done in this country. And it's a mind blower.
Well, you want good brain health, especially as you're aging, and you want to ward off any chances of Alzheimer's disease.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So omega-3s can't hurt in that regard. On a personal level, what do you do as far as your regime for antibiotics? Hopefully you're not having to take any antibiotics, but omega-3s.
I do take omega-3s every morning. I also take probiotics either during or right after I have breakfast. And you really need food to buffer the probiotics. Now, back in January, I had a very bad infection. I had to take antibiotics for 10 days, and I knew I had to kind of like do some nutritional first aid.
Was this a strong antibiotic that you were getting?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so how did you then buffer the effect
that? Well, I was taking probiotics, and then what I decided to add was what's called prebiotics, which are a type of fiber that we can't digest, but the bacteria in our gut really thrive on.
And that's to be taken usually a half hour to an hour before eating.
Well, what I would do, and I still do, is just mix a little bit in some yogurt in the evening. And as I'm tracking the research, I'm starting to think the prebiotics are every bit as important as the probiotics.
Where would you find something like that?
The natural food stores in town.
And it's just called a
it's called prebiotic. One goes by the acronym FOS. F as in Frank, O-S. It stands for fructooligosaccharides, but anyone in natural grocers or Whole Foods would understand what you mean by FOS or prebiotics.
All right, Jack Chalom, we'll stick around for a second segment. You'd like to call us, 790-2040. If there's a wellness question on your mind, give Jack a stab at it. We'll be right back.
I'm Patrice Ross with Oracle Ford. Our summer freedom sale's almost over, and so are the great financing offers. Oracle Ford is offering 0% for 72 months on our most popular cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, at Oracle Ford, every model in stock has been discounted, and no dealer ads and no city sales tax. You can't beat our out-the-door prices. And at Oracle Ford, if you want one of our remaining 15 F-150s or Ford Edges, you'll get 0% for 72 months, plus $2,000 cash back. So take the short drive to Oracle Ford, where you'll find 0% financing for 72 months and $2,000 cash back on select models. Plus, you'll love our friendly atmosphere and the way we do business. Oracle Ford, drive a little, save a lot, and no city sales tax or dealer ads. FMC financing on approved credit.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm a passionate traveler visiting more than 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 5 airlines flying to 18 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Enhance Openings, Windows, Doors, and More, featuring Pella Replacement Windows. You already know how my design team can enhance any special event. Now imagine enhancing your home with new Pella energy-efficient windows. Are your windows and doors old and worn out? Maybe your windows leak water when it rains. With those problems, why keep giving your money away to the utility company because your windows are inefficient? It's our free Pella Windows and Doors installation giveaway sale. Receive an estimate this month and we will install them for free. That's right, this month only. Your purchase of new Pella products will be installed for free. Act today. Call this number and this number only, 520-886-1602. 886-1602. Don't let these savings pass you by. Call this number, 886-1602. That's 886-1602. For the free Pella installation sale by Enhance Openings. EnhanceOpenings.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Jack Chalom is with us. Jack is the nutrition reporter. He's also one of two dozen folks who contribute on a regular basis. Their full listing and their impressive bios are listed on my website, buckmastershow.com. 790-2040 if you have a question. We had a question during the break from a caller who went into cardiac arrest nearly 40 years ago after an overdose on prescription medicine. He went into a coma. He wants to know if that might increase his chances of Alzheimer's disease. That'd be pretty hard to say, wouldn't it, Jack Chalom?
It would be, and in a general way, I'd probably say it would depend on your lifestyle and eating habits since that point.
But for as far as, and he, by the way, he also had some memory issues after that. We were talking about omega-3s. They can be memory kind of boosters or memory insurance programs.
Definitely. I mean, they are essential for normal brain function, and having a good memory is one example of normal brain function.
You talk in the Nutrition Reporter, the July edition, about folks that have high blood pressure issues. There's something called beetroot that a lot of people are talking about.
Yeah, you know, in terms of quality of research, there's been this surge over the last couple of years, and it seems to be increasing with more and more studies being published. And the studies involve using either beetroot juice or what are called beetroot shots. And really the only brand in this country, it actually comes out of England, it's called Beat It. a little bit of a play on Michael Jackson's song.
Beat It.
and these are 2.4 ounce shots. And if you have one half of those every day for, you know, let's say 10 days, your blood pressure will go down sometime within that 10-day period. It could happen after one day. It could happen after 10 days. Of course, you need to sustain that. But in my July issue, I actually endorsed this Beat It product. And this is something I rarely do in my newsletter.
Yeah, I can't think of many times where you have endorsed a product.
Yeah, this might be the second time in like 25 plus years.
Uh-huh. So it's called Beat It?
Beat It.
And where do you find it?
It should be available at a lot of the natural food stores.
And this beet juice, is it available locally?
Yes, it is. The difference is you have to have an 8-ounce glass of the juice every day. And you only need about a half of the shot, which is really about one mouthful each day.
What does that taste like, the beet juice?
It's an acquired taste. the company flavors the shots with lemon juice, and I suggest to people that they just pour a little bit in a shot glass and maybe add a little bit of stevia to sweeten it up a bit.
Could it be used in a cocktail? No.
I'm sure it could be.
I'm sure it could be. Ingrid has a beetroot question, keeping with our current theme. Hey, Ingrid.
Hi. I'd like to know if beetroot has anything to do with the sodium level in the blood. A lot of things that we take, medications, for instance, even contain sodium, and that is known to increase blood pressure. So I wonder if beets have any impact on sodium. I'll hang up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It should not. This is really a truly natural product. There might be a trace amount of sodium in the beetroot juice or beetroot shot, but definitely no appreciable amount of sodium.
And the product is spelled B-E-E-T, and then for beet, and then it. Right?
IT, correct.
IT. So where did that come out of? Was that Brazil? Where did all this begin?
The original work was done in England, and that's where the company that processes the beets is. And the U.S. distributor is up in Colorado.
790-2040 if you have a question about, well, let's see, we had a follow-up from, is this from Ingrid? Yeah. She wanted to know if it reduces, Jack, the amount of sodium in your blood.
It should have no effect on sodium in the blood.
Okay. How about other headline issues that you would like to bring up? You had that rare product endorsement in your July issue. And then going back to probiotics, this one caught my eye. Because so many folks have issues. They go to the dentist, Jack, and the dentist will tell them, you're having some gum issues. Probiotics may help in that regard.
Yeah. And again, this goes back to how probiotics help regulate the immune system and the inflammatory response. The study used a type of probiotic called Lactobacillus plantarum. And this is available at all of the natural food stores in town. And what they found was people who were taking the probiotic supplements each day for 12 weeks had a greater reduction in pocket depth compared with those who were taking placebos. And pocket depth is really the space of the opening by the root of the tooth.
Yeah, it's very important. So if you want good gum health, you might want to think about a probiotic. Hey, I see that the Natural Grocers, you've been associated with them for many years, is opening a store up in my neck of the woods, up in the foothills.
Yeah, I think it's opening late September, early October, right at River and Craycroft.
Yes.
Sort of behind the QT gas station.
Mm-hmm. Going to be very interesting. And they have already a couple of stores in town, right?
They've got three others.
Three?
And the fourth one on River Road is the last one that's currently planned.
All right. Jack Challen, the Nutrition Reporter. Where can we get the reporter?
NutritionReporter.com. I've got some sample issues up there. I've got sample chapters of my recent books. Lots of stuff to download for free.
And I Googled you on Amazon. Well, I guess you don't Google on Amazon, but within Amazon, I put in your name, and you've got a ton of books available there.
Yeah. Some I actually wrote, and some I was the editor of.
Okay.
And it's all fun, Bill.
All right. For Tucson, thank you very much, Jack, as usual.
Thanks, Bill.
For Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone, and a different guest host from 8 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster. We've got the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show at 12:04. Until then, Ray and I wish you a great afternoon and evening.